This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Jesse Ortiz first came to our attention when he designed the tri-metal wood for Olimar. When Olimar was sold, Jesse left that company and for the past few years has been the vice president for golf equipment for the Bobby Jones Company. It's a pleasure to finally welcome Jesse Ortiz to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Jesse.
Hi, John. Thanks very much for having me on.
My pleasure. I saw you a couple of weeks ago in Orlando, and I mentioned to you then our mutual friendship with Bob Jones IV, and I've had Bob on the program numerous times, and your name always comes up, and it always comes up positively with Dr. Jones.
Well, you know, I'm just honored, and I'm glad that my clubs are helping him enjoy the game. I don't know if I've helped him improve, but I know he's having a good time playing them.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do, Jesse.
Bob the fourth game. You're right.
How did you get started designing golf clubs?
My dad started the company, started Orlimar in 1960, and I'm fond of saying that he was probably the only man in the history of the game to make golf clubs and not actually be playing the game. My dad really didn't take up golf until about 5 years after he started Orlimar. So it was around 1965 when he actually started to play. But he was a tool and die maker from the old country, from the Basque region in Spain. And a friend of his got him interested in making golf clubs. And the friend was working at that time at an old company called Fernquist & Johnson that was well known on the West Coast, John, for making the clubs for Tony Lima and Ken Venturi.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I got into the business. People said, "Gee, Jesse, isn't it great that you you took after the game and got into your father's business?" But as anyone out there who's a first generation American with parents from the old country, you don't join the family business, you get drafted. And so that's what happened. I was able-bodied, and my dad needed help at the shop, and that's how I got involved in making clubs.
I know the world is so different, Jesse. Do you miss working with wood?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I miss the whole business of what it was like then. It was a smaller industry. Craftsmanship really was at the forefront. I loved the smell of wood, working with the wood, the beauty of the wood, understanding that the different blocks were of different quality. At the end of the day, I'd have an air hose, and I'd spray myself and just all kinds of sawdust and fine persimmon dust or laminated maple would fly all over the place. And I do miss it. I really miss the craftsmanship of making the wood clubs.
If I were invited into the Ortiz household, would I find some persimmon clubs somewhere?
Yes, you would. You know, I still have some around the shop, and I have some in the garage also. Pretty much everything that we ever made from 1960 to today, I have at least a model of everything that my dad or I made.
Throughout your career, and you mentioned craftsmanship, throughout your career, now with Bobby Jones and the new line of clubs, you've always been known for your craftsmanship, the craftsmanship you brought to persimmon. How do you attempt to bring that to the metal wood?
Well, John, I think it's one of the kindest, the nicest thing, words I hear when I go to these shows or I go to demo events is when people first look at the clubs, they put them down and they say, "This looks like a golf club. This looks like a club that's been designed by someone who's ground a lot of real woods. And I take a lot of pride in that, John. It's pretty apparent when you grab one of the Bobby Jones clubs, you can see the lines of the club, the way the shape, the profile is, the way the club sets on the ground. You can tell that it's someone who's ground a lot of woods. And I'm probably the only one left in the industry. I mean, you've got Roger Cleveland, but Roger really is a wedge guy at Callaway. And I don't know how involved John Solheim was in the old Woodwood days, but I'm probably the last man standing. I like to say I'm the youngest dinosaur in the industry.
We are. We're talking with the youngest dinosaur in the industry, Jesse Ortiz, club designer, VP of golf equipment at Bobby Jones. What does designing a set of clubs with that name and for that family mean to you?
Oh, it's a tremendous honor. I mean, right off the top, John, it's a tremendous honor to be making clubs for the family under the Bobby Jones name. That said, it's also a huge responsibility, and I don't take it lightly at all. And when you see my designs, and when I talked to Bob the Fourth the first time that we met there in Atlanta, I told him that the clubs that I designed for the family under the name would always be classic and timeless in their design. You know, when you put the club down, I've always said that if Bobby Jones were alive today, he'd have to grab one of these clubs, put it down, and he'd have to say, yes, I can play with this. The club has to have that classic, timeless look. So it's a tremendous responsibility, but I am very honored. And that's what I do whenever I design any of the products for the Jones family. I put all the experience that I've had for over 45 years into all of these designs. And they've got to be classic, but they've got to have all the features and benefits that help the average golfer enjoy the game more. So it's I don't make these clubs only for the best players in the world. I put design features in them that help the average golfer who's trying to break 100 or trying to enjoy the game more.
You know, and you talk to us a lot about that in Orlando, and I want to get to that. But first, tell me about the line of clubs. Tell me about your latest work.
Well, the new line for 2014 is called the Bobby Jones Black line. It's Bobby Jones Black, and it's the name comes from the paint job on these clubs. It's a kind of matte black finish, very stealth looking, John, very clean, crisp. It looks very high tech, but when you put the club down, it looks like the shape, the profile of the clubs looks like it was something right from the 1940s or 50s, you know, in that classic pear-shaped design. So really it takes its name from the paint job on the clubs. And it's, like I said, very stealthy, very sexy, very exotic looking. But there's a lot of high-tech features that are built into the club that you really don't see.
Well, a little about that, Jesse, because you talked a lot about that in Orlando. You want to make the game more accessible, and I thought especially to two groups of golfers, the higher handicap golfer and the female golfer, the woman golfer. Talk a little bit about what you've done there.
Well, you know, I really, what's interesting is that all the fairway woods and hybrids on the market today really owe a lot to my original tri-metal design back in 1998. Up until then, John, drivers were either all titanium or clubs were all stainless steel. I was the first to combine dissimilar metals to increase the performance of the club. So, you know, we were the first to have a super thin face on the fairway woods. It was made out of a mar-aging steel that was encased in a stainless steel body. So we had to figure out how to join the two dissimilar metals to increase the performance. Today, all the hybrids and fairway woods are designed off the tri-metal platform. With tri-metal, we were also the first company to go all the way up to 40 degrees in loft. So that was really the beginning of what became the rush to hybrids. So, you know, what we're doing with these, with this new line, with the black line, and with the women's line, which is in particular a very unusual looking line, is I've tried to make clubs that I appeal, that appeal to the eye of the best players in the world, but that have design features and benefits that help the average golfer, because they really need help. What the clubs that are designed for the tour pros really are very difficult to hit for average golfers. And you're seeing a lot of this now where the center of gravity is going up in clubs and moving it towards the face. I don't agree with that, John. That's great for tour players who swing over 110 miles an hour, but for the average golfer, you need the weight down low and to the rear or the back apex of the club, and we've done that with this line.
I don't know if you just called me one of the best players, because I thought the clubs were beautiful. I didn't get the chance to hit them, but they, and you pointed this out, and exactly right, the women's club is just gorgeous. It's just a wonderful piece of art.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard that a lot, John, at the show, that the clubs were too pretty to hit. And, you know, when you look at the women's line, it's called Rouge for red, French for red. But they're in that kind of reddish burgundy color. They're beautiful. You know, they have the blackened sole, the black chrome sole. The face is blackened. They're just gorgeous looking, but they're designed specifically for women who have slower swing speeds. They're shallow face, so that when the club sits behind the ball on the fairway, it looks like the ball is on a tee. Most women can't hit three woods, and the first wood they can probably hit decently is a five wood, and that's because of the lack of club head speed. But they can hit these three woods. The three woods have a little bit extra loft. They have a little bit of offset, but they're shallow face. They look perfect. They give instill a lot of confidence behind the ball when you set the head behind the ball. And then the other thing that you notice with the women's line is that the shape of the club, the profile, John, is very unusual. We have a patent on the shape of the club, which puts the rear apex or the back of the club kind of on the lower half of the club. It's kind of hard to describe, but when you see it, you'll know what I talk about. And what that does is it closes the toe at impact. So when I go to demo days, most women don't see the first four or five shots they hit with the driver of the fairway woods, because they're looking low to the right, and they've actually hit the ball kind of high and straight with a slight draw. It really, really works. There's a lot of technology in the women's Rouge line, besides the fact that they're probably the prettiest women's clubs out on the market.
I could do this all day. I'm glad we finally got the time to spend some time together. He is Jesse Ortiz, club designer, VP golf equipment for Bobby Jones. Jesse, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
No, I loved being on. Thanks so much for having me on the show, John.